This is Unleashing Leadership. I'm your host, Travis Moss, and it is episode 38, quote day. And I've got a fun update on some of the things going on in the background with our quote day. And for those new to Unleashing Leadership, this will give you a little bit of framework of where this comes from, what the inspiration is to it. And for those who have been following along, it shows you in real time how things can be growing. So quote day was inspired from Seed Planning Group. We have a newsletter that we do every 2 weeks, and it started out that I would present a quote that I found inspiring and talk about why it was inspiring to the team. It has since evolved to now I have team members coming to me and saying, here's something that I read over the weekend or an inspiration that I've had, a quote that I've had, and I would like to present this to the team and explain to the team why I'm inspired by this. It has been infectious and contagious, and you get that kind of energy that is just, as a leader, when you see that contagion, that, man, it's like you get a shot of adrenaline. It is the greatest feeling in the world. It's like 5 cups of espresso. I'm just ready to go from that. It is so damn cool. So quote day is growing, and you know, we do quote day every 2 weeks at Seed. Why are we doing it every week on Unleashing? Because I got years of quotes built up. This quote, I actually don't know where today's quote comes from. I don't know if I partly made it up, because I do that sometimes. I'll take somebody else's inspiration. I'll kind of twist it more to my situation, change the words around a little bit, sometimes add to it or subtract from it. I don't know who actually wrote it. So if you know, if you've heard this quote before that we're going to cover today, I'd love for you to share with me who it came from so we can give some props to them. But we do it every week here on this show because I've got a lot of stuff to share, and it's a shot in the arm, man. It is so energizing. So if you've got a quote, if you're listening, you've got a quote, remember, you can go to our website, you can hit the contact me button, and you can send me your quote. I'd be really interested to know what's inspiring you. All right, so here's the quote, and today's episode is called Build a Boat. Here's the quote. Someone asked me, if I were stranded on a deserted island, what book would I bring? And the answer is, How to Build a Boat. Listen, there is absolutely nothing keeping you where you are. Nothing except your mindset. That's the only thing. If you don't believe you can learn, and if you don't believe you can apply what you've learned to grow beyond your situation, you are always going to be wanting. You are always going to be only where you are right now, where you're wanting to be someplace different. There are opportunities out there. There are endless opportunities. You can grab a hold of them. They are within reach to you, but you got to be able to see them. It's almost like they're invisible. They're just sitting in front of you, waiting for you to grab them, but you can't see them. You don't know they're there. You need a better frame of mind. Next time you feel like you want to complain about something, next time you're frustrated, mad, pissed off, whatever it is, instead of complaining, say, I'm going to solve this problem today so I never have to complain about this again. Fix the damn problem. Not the symptom of the problem, the root cause of the problem. Treat the virus, right? Treat the bacteria. Treat the pathogen. Treat the cancer. Deal with the problem. Stop complaining. Next time you feel helpless, like you got no control, do something. You do have control. You are not helpless. You never are helpless. When I don't know something that I need to know, I go and learn it. It's just a part about being me. I want to go forward, right? And I know there's places to learn things. I get books. I got internet. The amount of information out there is just about endless. It doesn't matter what your college degree is anymore. If you want to learn something, you can learn something. I don't wait for people to rescue me, right? I don't need a life raft. I don't need a boat to show up on the shore. Oh, you're stranded. You must need me. I'm going to build a whole damn city, right? I'll build a yacht, right? First, I'm going to decide if I want to be on that stranded island. Maybe I like the island. Maybe that's where I do want to be. Hey, look what it's got to offer me. Great. How do I take advantage of this? Or maybe I look at it and go, oh, damn, I'm not going to survive on this island. I better get off. Then I'm going to build the boat. But I'm not waiting for somebody else to make that decision for me or tell me how to do it. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to start doing it. I'll probably screw up a bunch, but I'm going to figure out some stuff along the way. People have laughed at me and written me off so many times. I want to build something. I don't know how to build it. My eyes are always bigger than my stomach, so I'm going to take on something big. I read a book about it. So somebody comes to me and says, how'd you know how to build that? And I told them I read a book, and they laugh at me. They roll their eyes at me. This is my life. I'm not making anything up right now. They literally laugh at me and roll their eyes. And then they make jokes about how I read books to do things. And I make jokes because I like to laugh at myself a little bit too. And it is kind of funny. You know, like sometimes when you look back in hindsight, you go, I can't believe I had the guts to do that. That was stupid. I would have been way better off asking for some help on that. But nope, I dove right in and tackled it myself. Or I'll watch presentations on things, right? Watch YouTube videos, Google things, research things, go to sit down presentations where somebody's talking at you. Those same people who are laughing at me and rolling their eyes, they're not taking notes, or they take notes and never look back at their notes. They're not watching the videos. They're watching the TikToks on, you know, funny cat videos and stuff, but they ain't doing the stuff that they're supposed to be doing to get better. They just kind of walk away, you know, like, what the hell? That's not my responsibility to learn that stuff. I've tried and I've learned. I learned from my mistakes. And people say, well, you don't got the right education. How could you know that? How could you be that person? Because I've actually done it. You can learn about it in a book or you can do it. Which one's more powerful? I know how to apply it. You don't. You just read about it. Life ain't as easy as the books make it sound, right? You got to go out there and you got to forge your way. You got to deal with, you know, back to our very, very first couple episodes, you got to be adaptable. You got to change the changing world around you, right? Can't be a victim there. You got to go do stuff. So I've done things and I've achieved things. Sometimes you forget what you've achieved. Sometimes, like we always talk about in our company, slowing down a little bit and recognizing what we've done. And they say, good friends, they're not threatened by your success. They are proud of your success. I've got some friends that are more proud of my success than I am. And the things that they think I'm successful in, I look at them like, I never even thought about that. Those are real friends. And then I've got other people in my life that are really threatened by what I'm doing. I challenge them. It's challenging to them, right? They're threatened. And I've grown and I've passed them. They don't even understand that. They've blinked. The person I was 15, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, who I was when I was growing up, right? Who I was as a young man, who I am now, completely changed. Who I was at, you know, when I first started in business, who I am now, completely changed. Changed in the last year even. Changed in the last 2 years. Changed in the last 5 years. The growth is compounding, right? If you're always growing by 10% a year, 10% of a big number is a lot. But their ego has them in a pecking order. Their ego has them at, you know, standing at the precipice. However, excuse me. However, a lot of people have actually stopped growing. But they don't know that. So all of a sudden you've passed them by. I've passed them by, right? And then they end up, this has actually happened. This is the most odd, peculiar thing. People who have been arrogant and have rolled their eyes and laughed and walked away and made disparaging comments. They come back years later and now they got their hand out. Now they want help. Well, you've become successful. So now how can you help me? And so I say, well, this is the best way I can help you. I can tell you how to catch up. Remember our story. If you're training with me and you stop training, and then you decide one day you want to catch back up, you can't go to where I was. You got to go to, and you actually can't even go to where I am. You got to meet me at the next intersection. So I tell them, you go meet me at the next intersection. This is what you need to do. You got to earn this. I had to earn it. You got to earn it. And then they get mad or frustrated or don't want to play. Steve Jobs said, people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. So you're going to a 2-for-1 today. You get two quotes. But people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. There are crazy people, and then there are people that we call crazy. And the latter group, the people that are called crazy, those people are the ones who are reading the books, watching the presentations, trying and learning, doing and achieving, growing faster than everybody else. They are seeing and processing the world in a different way. And as a result, they are doing things that other people can't imagine that threaten other people. So the people who are sitting there calling them crazy, they're doing that because they got the wrong mindset, because their framework's all messed up. They are clinging on the idea that everything is exactly how it looks, and that if and it's exactly how it's supposed to be, and they are helpless and powerless and cannot change anything, and that they are too small to do anything. So they just got to get in line and follow along. If they just sit on the beach long enough, someone's going to come by to save them. They'll be rescued. They're waiting for everybody else. Be the guy who is not supposed to build the boat. The guy who's not supposed to have that skill set or understand how to do it or be capable of doing it. Be the guy who does it anyway, who figures it out and does it. Be that guy because that's how you address your situation. You take ownership of it. You become accountable. You fix it yourself. Be the crazy one.